In Germany, authorities continue today to evacuate thousands of people living along the Elbe River. In Dresden, in eastern Germany, floodwaters have already crested, but towns and cities downriver to the north of Dresden are bracing for high water levels to hit tomorrow. Authorities estimate that damage to property and industry is already in the billions of dollars. NPR's Guy Raz joins us now from Berlin. Guy, as far as we understand, is the worst over in Dresden now?
Well, Cheryl, I suppose it, of course, depends on the way you look at it. As you mentioned, the floodwaters in Dresden have now crested, but the officials in the city aren't letting some people return to their homes yet. A big part of the historic city center, which sits along the River Elbe, is still under several feet of water. I'm sure you saw some of the images of the Zwinger Palace. That's the museum that houses a very important collection of Renaissance art. The entire basement of that building is totally flooded, and the nearby Semper Opera House also took a big hit. The director there said that they're going to now delay the opening season by 2 months.
So as you said, for a lot of folks there, then this is just the first step of there's a lot of cleanup that's going to be happening next.
Indeed. I mean, that's what the city officials in Dresden are going to be focusing on for the next week. Mm-hmm. And they're estimating that the costs there will exceed $100 million alone.
Well, what's happening downstream?
Well, further downstream, there are emergency workers and soldiers and volunteers. They're frantically building sandbags and other barricades. There's a town which is just northwest of Dresden called Bitterfeld, and that town actually sits on a tributary of the Elbe. And officials there are pretty concerned about the possibility that flooding could sort of seep into one of the half dozen chemical manufacturing plants that sit along the river in that town. The high water mark is supposed to be reached in Magdeburg, which is further downriver, tomorrow very early. And then it looks pretty good. After Magdeburg, there are floodplains all the way along down the river. So by the time the high water reaches the North Sea near Hamburg, things should have calmed down.
Uh-huh. Well, what kind of disaster relief is being provided?
Well, tomorrow, all the countries that suffered from the flooding along the Elbe, including the Vltava and the Czech Republic and some of the Danube countries, will come to Berlin for an emergency aid summit. And that conference is going to be hosted by the European Commissioner, Romano Prodi. Prodi, he's expected to release some European Union money for the disaster relief. But really, the best news in all of this is the relatively few casualties. I mean, we only have about 12 people who have been killed in these floods, which is pretty amazing, considering they're now calling them the worst flooding in Germany in 150 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, Germany holds elections next month. Could this disaster and the way that politicians handle it affect how people vote?
Well, Cheryl, it's become a pretty big and hot political topic. The German Chancellor, Gerhard Schröder, is well behind his rival, Edmund Stoiber, in the polls right now. Schroeder's lost no opportunity in the past few days to make public appeals. He's visited damaged areas. He's released emergency funds. Edmund Stoiber, who is his opponent in this fall's election, who represents the conservatives, the Christian Democratic Union, he was criticized for not cutting short a vacation early enough. Stoiber did eventually make his way down to the flood-stricken areas, but his presence there sort of highlighted the fact that he hasn't yet appointed an environmental advisor to his campaign team. So a lot of people are wondering how serious he is about the environment. And then, of course, you've got the Green Party, which is led by the foreign minister here in Germany, Joschka Fischer. And they're really suffering in the polls. So Fischer went down to the flood areas, and immediately he pointed out how the policies of damming the river and straightening navigation channels in the past decades really exacerbated the problem that we're seeing right now.
NPR's Guy Raz in Berlin. Thank you, Guy.
Thank you, Cheryl.